CBC News with Julie Candler. The U.S. military says there are indications that leaders of the Islamic State group have been fleeing the city of Mosul as Iraqi government forces and their allies close in. General Gary Valesky said his forces had detected the departure of senior IS figures, but he didn't name them or give any details of how they had escaped. A three-day ceasefire is due to begin shortly in Yemen. Both the government, which is supported by a Saudi-led military coalition, and the Houthi rebel movement have agreed to a UN-brokered truce. There have been reports of more clashes in the run-up to the ceasefire. Scientists of the European Space Agency are still waiting to find out if they've successfully landed a small robot on the surface of Mars. A senior scientist says the fact that the signal from the lander was lost shortly before it touched down wasn't a good sign. However, the spacecraft which deployed the lander has successfully gone into orbit around Mars. The former speaker of the lower house of the Brazilian Congress, Eduardo Cunha, has been arrested in connection with a major corruption investigation. Mr. Cunha led the impeachment process against President Dilma Rousseff earlier this year. Thousands of people in Argentina have walked out of work for an hour as part of a protest against domestic violence. Activists have also asked women to dress in black and join street marches following the rape and murder of a 16-year-old girl earlier this month. Forecasters are predicting widespread damage in the Philippines from Typhoon Haimer, which is bringing fierce winds and rain to the northern island of Luzon. The storm was upgraded to a super typhoon just before it made landfall. Police in India have detained two brothers accused of repeatedly beating one of their classmates, allegedly because he scored well in school and came from the Dalit community, the lowest Indian caste. The boys have been sent to a juvenile detention centre. BBC News.